Common Sense Radio is on the air. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Monday. So good.
Well, you know, it's another Monday here as we get rolling into a big news week. And you look at, as I talked about earlier, the Democrats are on this crusade to denigrate America. It's baffling to me. Andrew Cuomo, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, they have all got bad things to say about America. And I wonder what America they live in. Maybe my next guest has a guess. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel with me. Ronna, welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what in the world is up with America was never that great? You know, we've got all of these problems. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, Andrew Cuomo, all taking shots at America. And these are all notable because they're going to probably run for president in 2020. I'm sorry. What is the message there?
I don't understand it. To hear Governor Cuomo say that America was never that great is just shameful. And for those of us who love this country, who know that we live in the greatest nation on earth, to hear a leading contender for the 2020 nomination for the Democratic Party say things like that, and then to hear Elizabeth Warren say that our law enforcement is racist from front to back.
Unbelievable.
From front to back. I mean, think about the men and women who serve this country and serve our state of Michigan.
Every day.
So much. And to have a leading contender of the Democrat Party. Where is Gretchen Whitmer? Where are the leaders in the Democrat Party in Michigan? Where's Debbie Stabenow denouncing these types of comments from leaders in their party?
Yeah, and Republicans are so racist, Ronna.
The Democrat Party is going.
Republicans are so racist, Ronna, that we just selected a West Point graduate, African-American, conservative business owner, John James, as the Republican nominee to run for the United States Senate in Michigan. And that should dispel all those ridiculous myths about Republicans and so on and so forth. The only way John James got there, obviously, were with tens of thousands of votes from working white-class voters, the same voters, by the way, that sent Donald Trump to the White House, right?
Absolutely. He's a fantastic candidate. He's there on his merits. But let's also look at African-American unemployment right now, which is the lowest in recorded history in this country. And that's because under President Trump and Republican leadership, America is working again. We're growing. We're bringing jobs back to Michigan. Manufacturing jobs are back. These are things that are good for everyone. But the African-American community is definitely benefiting from this roaring economy.
Well, and I want to focus right on that, Ronna, because you nailed it. There really is one story in 2018. The media can distract us with Omarosa. They can distract us with Stormy Daniels, whatever it may be, whatever their sideshow story is. But the fact of the matter is, the number one story, the story that should be talked about more than anything, as Larry Kudlow aptly pointed out, is this booming economy, because it's not some one-off. It's not a temporary expansion. It is a boom. And that's the story that Republicans should be talking about every place they go.
Yeah, and you'll start to hear Democrats say, well, this is a leftovers from the Obama administration. We're benefiting from things that happened in the Obama administration. That's just patently false. This economy is happening because of deregulation, because of lowering taxes, and because of businesses reinvesting in this country, bringing on new jobs, hiring new workers, and it's created an absolute boom. When President Trump said that we could get to 4% GDP, people laughed and mocked him. And now we're at 4% GDP. Obama's administration thought 2% is all we can do. This is the best we can do. And President Trump knew we could unleash a greater economy. And it's benefiting all Americans, and especially Michiganders, who are seeing higher wages. They have more money to take home to their families. This is something we want. And you look at who Whitmer's picking right now to be her LG. This is the most liberal ticket in Michigan history, and it guarantees that we will have higher taxes in our state, and we already tax too high as it is.
Well, I mean, it's not a secret. Gretchen Whitmer on this very program has talked about, you know, raising taxes to cover the cost of some of these bills as we go forward. I do want to ask you about something. As we look at 2018, the midterm elections are now, what, 80 days away, give or take a day or two. And interestingly enough, the IBD tip poll, the one that has been most accurate for the last several election cycles, in fact, picked Donald Trump to win the presidency in 2016, one of only a couple of polls to do so, now saying it looks like a red ripple and not a blue wave potentially across the country. It's got to be good news for you as the chair of the RNC.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the RNC has been on the ground for over a year. We're in 28 states. We have trained 20,000 field organizers, which is four times more than we did in 2016. So we have put together the best ground game and infrastructure we've ever put together going into a midterm. And we're seeing, as in our matchups in California and New York and New Jersey, where Democrats are hoping to flip seats, that we have strong candidates and we have opportunities for pickups. Listen, this is going to be a tough midterm. We know that. We've always known that history is against the party that holds the White House. But I feel good about where we are, that the RNC has put together the best operation going into these midterms that we've ever had.
Well, I want to go back to something else you said. Ronna McDaniel here, chair of the Republican National Committee. I want to go back to the low unemployment rate in minority communities, including the black community, because a new poll shows 36% of African Americans support the president and 36% approve of the job he's doing. That is a number that I don't think any of us necessarily expected, but that could be your bellwether. That could be your game changer come November of 2018, certainly 2020.
Absolutely. It's results, not resistance. And that is why the president has doubled his approval with the African American community, because people in that community recognize that jobs are coming to them, that higher wages are coming. This is a good time. Same with the Hispanic community. Same with millennials, by the way. Millennials are experiencing the lowest unemployment rates in 52 years. So everyone is gaining from this robust economy. This is exactly what our country should be celebrating. Democrats want to focus on personality and distract you from the results. Everyone should be looking at the good things that are happening across this country right now under Republican leadership, and that's why we should be returned to the majority.
I think, you know, Ron, I'm just going to leave it with this. I think America's pretty great. You know, I don't know what the governor's problem is, but I think America's pretty great and has a chance to get better. Ronna McDaniel, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. I agree with you. We live in the greatest nation on earth, and I feel blessed to live here every single day.
There you go. Ronna, always a pleasure. Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the RNC, and, you know, somebody who believes in America, the real America, not the one that Andrew Cuomo apparently lives in. All right, quick break. It's 52 after on a Monday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Tired of fighting hard water? Tired of all the scrubbing and harsh chemicals that can burn your hands and throat? Then it's time to call Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, and schedule your free water test today. Wolverine Water has been locally owned and operated in Michigan since 1947, so nobody understands your water issues better than Wolverine. Get your free water test by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. One of our trained water professionals will personally meet with you, discuss your concerns, and put a plan together to treat your water. Get your free water test at WolverineWaterSystems.com now.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of